Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we are, I think, halfway through Lent now. And so we are talking about our priorities.
Such a good thing to talk about.
I was going to say, why are you smiling there?
Well, I was only thinking the other day, my husband Bruce and I sat down and we thought, well, we were looking at the priorities of what we want to do in our yard.
Yep.
Because at the moment it's full of just sand. Mm. And it's funny because he has different suggestions to what I have different suggestions because different priorities. So we wanted to be on the same page or work out what we had decided. And it was just, I guess what garden, what landscaping, what grass, you know, all that sort of thing. But it's so true. It's like you really do need to think about what is a priority for me.
Mm.
And if you're in a relationship, then what is the priority for you and the person? Because the relationship affects your family. It affects, you know, but you've got to work out for you what's your priority first.
Mm.
But very much your relationship with the Lord, is he a priority?
Yeah.
And you have to decide, I'm going to go again, or I need to reprioritize or make the priority greater.
Yeah, yeah.
Put him on the top of the list, not on the bottom of the list and just fit him in.
Mm.
It's important to do.
Yeah, because I would suggest that for many people who would listen to, well, particularly this podcast and who do have faith, they would say they want to, but life is busy.
Yes.
You know, so it's not that they don't want it, but they can't figure out how to do it, how to fit it in.
But then you need to every so many months go, how am I doing?
Mm.
Oh, I did better, but then I've, got a bit lazy again or, I've got to re-put him back up number one.
Yeah.
And so really, really plan it as best as you can
and
make it important.
Mm. And that's why writing a list of priorities for your life is a good thing to do. Now, I know we're not all list writers, et cetera, but just that thinking through of what are the things that I really value in my life and how am I going to make them happen?
Like if I want to have a better relationship with him, the Lord, then I need to know about him more. So how am I going to learn to know about him more? I've got to read about him. I've got to read scripture.
Mm.
I've got to read what others have written about him even, because that's how we learn.
Mm. Mm. Or if I'm not a reader, I need to go ask questions from someone who might
know.
Or
listen, do Audible.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, if you can hear really well, or do the YouTube watching things. You know, people are better with watching the videos, not just listening. There's a whole way of doing it. Do it in a group. Don't do it by yourself.
A group's fantastic because that can encourage you along. Yeah. One way is to, we didn't talk about it in the Heartbeat as such, but is to set yourself up in a space so you can pray.
Mm.
Like often we've talked about having a prayer chair, or this is the spot you go to, because then when you go to sit there, you can more easily get into the place of, okay, I'm here to pray. And we often talk about praying 15 minutes a day. And for some people, 15 minutes, especially when you start, is like an eternity. It feels like forever. So maybe just start with 3 minutes.
Mm.
Increase to 4. Then go to 5.
Pick a time that works for you.
Yeah.
And you're more alert, not falling asleep or, you know.
And, of course, if you're like, I have no time, well, there is that element of needing to be honest with yourself and saying, well, do I really want this? What am I going to make? A change, where am I going to make changes?
Yeah, what am I going to eliminate? You know, even if it is not watching your favourite program on TV, because TV now you can go back later and watch it at a,
you can catch up. Yep.
Yes, yes. Yep. Because sometimes there are times when you can't watch what you want to watch or do what you want to do, but does that mean then God comes last all the time?
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
And there are seasons, though, when it's difficult. I know one of my daughters at the moment, her work is just crazy, crazy busy. So when she's finished at an 8 to 10 hour, 12 hour day, however long that day is, because that's how long they are.
She's exhausted.
She's exhausted, and she says, I can't even think straight. So I said, well, maybe because you've got to drive home from where she is. I said, it's not the best, but maybe that's when you're still a little bit more alert and you want to stay awake too, that's when you maybe talk to the Lord a bit more. And then say, Lord, I'm going to really try and sit, but then if I sit too long, I fall asleep or whatever. But there's different seasons when your priority, it's not that your priority has changed, but it's, you're not able. Maybe elderly parents that are sick or people that are unwell, they really try to put in the effort, but they themselves, I know I found last week, I had a simple procedure and the anaesthetic was still with me, but it was so funny because I was starting to pray and then I'd wake up going, oh, I fell asleep. Yeah. I never realised I even fell asleep. And I did it about five times. But the Lord knew. You know, don't, you know.
You need to be honest and realistic about things.
That's right.
But and so ultimately, and again, we've talked about this over the last few weeks, comes down to your heart. God sees your heart. Now, when things don't happen, then prayer doesn't happen. But God sees that your heart was in trying to do it. That's God sees that.
Well, I
but
found,
when you haven't given it the time.
Yeah, I found the best time is when I got up in the morning, made myself a coffee, and while I'm drinking the coffee, I'm praying because the coffee was keeping me a little bit awake.
You need the caffeine.
I did.
Yeah, yeah. I think sometimes that can come to church as well. You know, for us who are Catholic, we go to Mass each week. And there can be times and seasons in life when maybe you've got young children, even when you don't have young children, and you think, I'm not getting a lot out of this. You know, it can feel like a drudge to go along. And especially I think when some people have young children, you tend to then stop going because it is difficult.
Yes.
You know, it's not easy. I'm saying it's not easy. But I just want to encourage everyone that God sees you.
Yes.
He sees your heart. And more than us maybe going, oh, you know, the homily was good or it wasn't good or what you get from it.
You say to the Lord, Lord, I'm here for you.
Yeah, and I know I can only speak for myself. I underestimate the fact that God is present.
Yes.
There in the Mass. So no matter what I do, just me turning up, I'm sitting in his presence.
Helps me even more.
And he can come and do things in my heart that I don't even know he's doing. But I need to be present to that. And so just the fact that you got your kids to the foyer of the church, God sees that. You know, I think people forget that.
Yeah.
Like, again, that comes down to the heart of, you know, you just made it in the door. Like, that's okay.
I remember there was a season when I would say the opening prayer. I would remember going up to Holy Communion saying the closing prayer, but a lot of the other time I don't remember what happened because I was either in the pew trying to keep my child you know, focused or quiet or whatever, or I was in the church foyer because the little one was too noisy, was cranky, was whatever,
gone for a run around
but I was still there and I did the best that I could and I was basically also telling my child, this is a priority. This is important to me.
This is what we do.
This is what we do as a family.
Yeah. Because not this is what we do just to do it, but because this is what we believe.
Yes.
We believe that we have a God who is
deep
present
down,
to us.
That's right.
And so it's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard.
It's hard.
Gosh, some mornings I don't want to wake up, but you're there and you're present and God is more so God is present.
Yes.
And he sees that.
Yes.
So this Lent, the weekly challenge is to write down your priority list.
Be honest.
Be honest with yourself. Write down the priority list.
Be honest with the Lord.
Do you? And the thing is, he knows.
Yeah, of course
you know,
he does.
So he knows
you
our
can't
hearts.
Hide.
Yeah.
You think you hide the skeletons in the closet or, you know that cupboard that you push everything into and someone's come over to visit?
Yeah, yeah.
And everything's behind the door?
Yeah, my wardrobe. Yeah, Hannah knows it well. So, yeah, that's the weekly challenge, to write down the priority list and then maybe to go to God and just say, hey, God, I need your help here.
Yeah.
How am I going to prioritize this? Yeah. So we pray that that has really blessed you and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.